This is JIS News. Coming up, NHD hands over close to 50 housing units in Majesty Gardens. Upgrading work on Bethel Town Water Supply and Distribution System to start this month. And Cabinet approves allocation for school's tablet computer pilot project. Details after the break.
There is no substitute for human blood.
Blood has life too. 35 days.
Blood makes up 7% of your body's weight.
1 out of 10 persons entering a hospital needs blood.
A healthy person can donate blood every 3 months.
1 unit saves 4 lives.
More blood donors, more healthy lives.
Now the news. The National Housing Trust has handed over 48 two- and three-bedroom units in Majesty Gardens, St. Andrew. Speaking at the handing over ceremony Wednesday, Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Andrew and Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller congratulated the beneficiaries on their efforts to qualify for the units.
The beneficiaries satisfied the criteria laid down by the NHT and had the requisite payments. They're not for free. People worked hard. They paid their NHT contribution, and they are prepared to pay their mortgage. They were able to meet their repayment requirements, whether individually or with a co-applicant.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller also thanked the National Housing Trust for remaining true to its commitment of ensuring more Jamaicans achieve the goal of home ownership. She has urged the NHT to break ground for phase two of the project, which will deliver a further 48 units before the end of the financial year. Residents of Wedderburn, Argyle Mountain and Houghton Hill in eastern Westmorland can look forward to improved water supply. This as work is set to get underway this month under a $43 million contract to upgrade the Bethel Town Water Supply and Distribution System.
Under the project, approximately 7 kilometers of new pipeline will be laid. Work under this contract is to begin this month and is expected to be completed by September next year.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. This project will be financed under the National Water Commission's K-Factor Fund and is included in the NWC's 2013 budget. And the government is making good on its promise to roll out the tablets in schools pilot project. Cabinet on Monday approved an allocation of $1.4 billion from the Universal Service Fund for the implementation of the initiative. Some 25,000 tablets will be issued to students and teachers in 38 schools, ranging from infant departments to special education institutions and teachers' colleges across the island. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the project aims to increase the use of technology in order to optimize learning opportunities within and outside the formal school system.
Students and teachers who do not have their own computer devices are at a disadvantage due to their inability to access and utilize e-learning resources.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, had earlier announced the project in his 2013-2014 budget presentation in April. He explained that the schools selected to participate in the pilot are among those that have been assessed by the Ministry of Education and found to be underperforming academically. And the Information Minister has hailed the Human Resource Development Corporation HRDC program offered by the Chinese government. Senator Faulkner says the program plays an integral role in exposing Jamaicans to international best practices in several important fields, including agriculture, energy, and industry.
It embraces the sharing of experiences, establishing meaningful people contact, and learning new insights which can assist in the discharge of our responsibilities. The fact that this year alone, over 100 Jamaicans were able to participate and benefit under this human development program of the Chinese government is a clear indication of the magnitude of the relationship between our two countries.
Senator Sandria Faulkner was speaking recently at a special reception for this year's participants in the HRDC program. Over the past 4 years, the program has seen some 600 Jamaicans from government ministries, departments and agencies participating in study tours and exchanges with organizations in China. Senator Faulkner was among 111 persons who participated in the program this year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.